welcome to Slobber Knocker Talk with Austin Neely, where I go over the scores of each game, go over my predictions, and some focal points. Had a long day today, so it's going to be nice to unwind with some football. I went out to Charleston, helped some of the hurricane instances. I repaired gates, so we went out there and replaced some gates for some people. It was a tragic scene, but it's good to come home and unwind. Let's start it off with Dolphins versus Bengals. Everyone was expecting the Dolphins to win, but Tua got hurt, so Teddy Bridgewater had to step up and play. And it ended up being Bengals winning 27-15. Next game is Vikings versus Saints, two of the best teams in the NFC. Kirk Cousins' inaccuracy, his inconsistency, didn't shine through in this game. He played a good game. Justin Jefferson helped him with that. Vikings win 28-25. Seahawks versus Lions. This was a game that was not expected to go this far or be this good. Seahawks win it 48-45. Jets versus Steelers. Everyone was rooting for the Steelers. Maybe get their win. But the Jets' defense and offense were able to shut it down again with the two young studs starting, Zach Wilson and Kenny Pickett. We'll touch base with that later. Jets win 24-20. Bears versus Giants. I was really hoping for the Bears to stop the Giants' miraculous win streak. They couldn't do it. The Giants still won with a 20-12 victory over the Bears. Titans versus Colts. Titans get their win finally. Tannehill finally gets the job done. 24-17 against a good Colts who were able to beat the Chiefs last week. Chargers versus Texans. Could be any game right now. Texans are trying to prove they can do it without Deshaun Watson. They have a receiver with Brandon Cooks. Good balanced team. Bad coach. Bad owner, I should say. Chargers win 34-24. Browns versus Falcons. Game could have went either way. Both teams are mediocre at best. Sometimes playoff contenders, sometimes not. You never know with these two teams. Falcons win 23-20. Washington versus the Cowboys. Anyone's game again. Both teams, Cowboys, I know we them boys, I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs. Washington looking good, looking like this rebuild year is going to be good and they're going to be somewhat relevant next year. Cowboys take it 25-10. Jags versus Eagles. In my opinion, the two top teams in the NFC. Eagles take it 29-21, leaving them as the only undefeated team in the NFL right now. Dolphins, I believe, are only going to have one or two losses, but I believe Bridgewater, through the next two games, can keep the team afloat until Tua comes back from concussion protocol or even take them. Bills versus Ravens, two star-studded teams on the AFC side of the NFL. Both defenses were good, both offenses played well. Bills versus Ravens. Bills took it 23-20. Cardinals versus Panthers. Expecting the Cardinals and the Panthers to have a very good game back and forth. But the Cardinals took it 26-16. Surprising. Thought the Panthers could hold their own, but Mayfield's just not playing the way he needs to. Bronco versus Raiders. Raiders got their first win. Or second, I believe. 32-23 over the Denver Broncos, who, might I add, have a very stout defense. Patriots versus Packers. This was a game that I did not expect to be like this. Bill Belichick with Mac Jones and a young team that doesn't have a lot of chemistry together held their own, but they still didn't win. Packers win 27-24. It's just too much of a chess match with Aaron Rodgers, and he's going to get you in checkmate once he can. Chiefs versus Bucks. The newest franchise quarterback in Mahomes, poster boy for NFL, versus the old Tom Brady. Chiefs take it 41-31. Brady really struggles against Mahomes, and I get it. Old generation, new generation. Mahomes is just a whole different play style. Rams versus 49ers. What is going on with Matthew Stafford and that team? He went from Super Bowl champion to what in the heck are you doing? It might be the coaches, might be the players around him, but right now 49ers take that win 24-9. So as you know, every week I try to focus on one or two games. My first game I'm going to focus on today is the Bills versus Ravens. Offensively, Ravens, the J.K. Dobbins, their running back, is looking peak physical health, running strong, being patient, looking for his opportunities, and taking advantage of them. I feel like he's going to be in the top five running backs this year, obviously behind his own quarterback. Let's face it, the Ravens is a pure run offense, and most teams don't know how to handle it, because not only do you have Lamar, you have J.K., and every other person on that offensive specialty team, like receivers, running backs, tight ends, they can all run. So expect that team to go just purely on running. Lamar Jackson, like I said last week, everything's up in the air with his contract. He wants more money. He believes he's worth it. He's been an MVP once, been MVP contender three times now since he's made his splash in the NFL. He's looking like he will definitely be MVP contender this year. The wide receiver and tight end core looking focused and able to execute any opportunity for a catch. Mark Andrews, Devin Duvernay, so on and so forth. Just anytime they can get the ball, they're grabbing it. They're getting extra yards. They're running. Lamar Jackson, back on him. His stats were 20 for 29, 144 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. That one touchdown is only one throwing touchdown, might I add. He had 11 carries for 73 yards and 6.6 average yards. That's more than any running back he had in that game. Devin Duvernay, 4 receptions, 51 yards, 12.8 average. Was not able. The wide receiver core, like I said, the Ravens are a heavy run offense. Don't expect the wide receivers to put up massive numbers for that team. Offensively for the Bills, Josh Allen, in my opinion, is right there with Patrick Mahomes. These two are going to battle for number one quarterback in the league, back and forth. His accuracy and his ability to hit any of his wide receivers, whether it's first string, second string, third string, or even when they bring up people from the practice squad, he's able to get it done with any of them. Some of those weapons, like Stephon Diggs, only had 4 receptions, 62 yards. But when you come to think of it, the Ravens' secondary is really good. They got some big names, good safeties, good corners. So for Diggs to still pull off stats like that, he's still able to do what he did weeks prior, getting big plays when needed, getting yards when needed, and able to continue to be, I feel like he's a leader for that wide receiver core. Devin Singletary, the running back, had 4 receptions, 47 yards. He also ran some yards. Not really focused on running. I like passing offenses. I like passing stats. Dawson Knox, 3 receptions, 40 yards. Pay attention to this name. He's going to be a tight end that's up there in stats this year. I feel like when Josh Allen needs a big-bodied receiver, since he doesn't really have any, he's going to hit Knox. Knox doesn't have speed, but he is hard to get down. In this game, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson both had more rushing yards than their running back. Josh Allen threw for 19, 36, 213 yards, one touchdown, one interception. On top of that, he ran 11 carries, 70 yards, compared to Devin Singletary's 11 carries, 49 yards. Allen also had a rushing touchdown on top of his one throwing touchdown. I don't know about you, but that says something about that man's skill. He's able to run, he's able to throw with accuracy, and he's able to get the job done for a Bills team that just was lacking. Before Allen was even drafted, the Bills were, well, let's face it, almost a two-decade drought. The AFC, they were walked on. Even teams like the Browns were able to walk on them 20 years ago, up until recently when Allen was drafted. Do I see him consistently being on Mahomes' level? For AFC quarterbacks, they're the two best. Pickett might break out, show he's able to be up there. Same thing with Burrow. But for just pure size, talent, arm strength, accuracy, the ability to run away, make a play out of nothing, Mahomes and Allen, definitely. Defensively for both teams, and I can't just narrow down each team because they both did about the same. Both Bills and Ravens defenses were able to shut down the other team by passing. Both teams got their touchdowns by rushing. Both teams. That just lets you know how good both secondaries are. And mind you, both teams had a lot of injured players in that secondary. So both teams were running their second string against two high-powered offenses. I'd keep that in mind for future AFC games or future points scored. Not many defenses are going to stop them. Another game I do want to focus on is the Eagles versus Jags. I'm going to just touch a little base on this because I have some focal points this week, more than I normally do, just because there's some things I want to get out as a Steelers fan. I wouldn't say I'm a hardcore fan, like if they lose, whatever, if they win, whatever. But I just grew up in their area, so I'm a little biased. Eagles versus Jags, the offense, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, 16 of 25, 204 yards, one interception. Their running back, Miles Sanders, he pulled out this game. You want to talk about top five running backs, Miles Sanders, Josh Jacobs. But right now we're focusing on Miles Sanders. He had 27 carries, 134 yards, 6.0 average, and two touchdowns. The Eagles this year, man, look for them in the playoffs and possibly the Super Bowl. They haven't faced anyone who's worth a heck any yet. They haven't faced the Bucks or the Packers. But I feel like they're going to do it. They can beat them. They're going to be hard wins, but they're going to beat them. I don't think they're going to go undefeated. Heck no. That's almost impossible. Will they have a good record? Oh, yeah. The way Jalen Hurts is leading this offense is just incredible. Another feat for the Eagles was Jalen Hurts had 16 carries for 38 yards, 2.4 average, and one touchdown. Now, anyone who knows anything about Jalen Hurts from his college days, kid can run. He's going to be a dual threat to watch out for the next couple years. He's going to lead this Eagles team to be a top NFC team, I hope, for a decade. I would like to see the Eagles go. Being from Pennsylvania, I do like the Eagles more. They've always had players just like the Browns. They just haven't had a coach. If Andy Reid wouldn't have left for the Chiefs and had the players that the Eagles do have now, I would see a Super Bowl victory 2 years with Andy Reid's coaching. Offensively for the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, 11-23. Not breakout stats, but 174 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. Their running back, I can't pronounce his last name, Etienne, 8 carries, 32 yards, 4.0 average. Their other running back, Robinson, 8 carries, 29 yards, 3.6 average. Christian Kirk, 2 receptions, 60 yards, 30-point average. These two teams are going to go back and forth with the NFC. Are they going to beat the Bucks and the Packers consistently? I think they face each other 2 times. They'll win one. Maybe 2. We're going to have to see how Jalen Hurts adapts to a defense like the Packers, like the Bucks. When you want to talk about defenses for NFC, the Saints are up there, the Bucks are up there, and the Packers are up there. Now let's go to my focal points. Back to the Steelers. Kenny Pickett started for the Steelers. His first throw in it was an interception. Everyone was like, oh, well, he ain't got no talent, blah, 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 but he does. The kid changed the whole atmosphere of that stadium. His first throw was to a guy who is big for what? Claypool, his first year. I took him on the fantasy draft. Guy put my team in the top 3 of my league. Then he was trying to prove a point that he is worth something to be on that Steelers team that is known for making nobodies into somebody. But he's big for what? He has less than 50% contested catches made by him. He is 6'4", 240. He is a tight end that can run wide receiver speeds, and he cannot get those contested passes. That's what a big receiver's for. You look back to who he's compared to, Calvin Johnson, Megatron. If he was not on the Lions, he would have been number one wide receiver 3 years in a row, hands down. He did it while having a bad offensive line with Stafford, who, may I add, best arm in the NFL, most power. If he wouldn't have played 8 years, 9 years with the Lions, that guy would have been MVP multiple times. He would have had records. He would have been the man. He would have been Mahomes before Mahomes came Mahomes. He would be Brady's competition. Just leave it at that. But Claypool, I agree with the analyst. He should be able to get those contested throws. He's a massive dude. another thing that I want to focus on. Everyone has been saying, start Pickett. Tomlin's like, no, I want Trubisky. Well, Trubisky flopped, just like he did with all the other teams. I don't know what you were expecting. He's been a clown, always a clown. He ain't going to do anything for that team. He's not meant for the Steelers. Pickett was named the starter from here on out. You should see how much that fan base has changed. Everyone's like, go Pickett. And I agree. His talent, minus the interception, that was the most electrifying that Steelers offense have been since they heard about Ben's retirement. And the fans, the crowd pop in that game when Pickett started, you couldn't even hear the announcers. It was crazy. It was just amazing how the energy of one kid can change the whole team. And might I add you, that whole game was back and forth. Once Zach Wilson came in, it was a battle of the young studs. Now, Wilson has been in the league for 2 years. He's underneath a good veteran, Flacco. So I can see him definitely going further than Pickett as for right now. But we all know Wilson, his history. He's going to be a little bit of a brat, not listen. And that's okay. I mean, what would you do if you were 22 making millions and millions of dollars? Just let that sink in your head for a little bit. But the battle of the young guns, it was great. Wilson turned that offense around. If it wasn't for him starting the second half, the Jets probably would not have won. The way Pickett was playing, it could have been all offense for the Steelers. He was doing good. He was running. He was getting the job done. His stats, they weren't the greatest, but he did only start the second half. On a Steelers team, it is about the fans, though. If you look through the history of Steelers quarterbacks, it was always the Steelers quarterbacks who could get the job done, make the crowd pop off. He had 10 for 13, 120 yards, 3 interceptions. Mind you, this is his first NFL game. But the 2 touchdowns scored by the Steelers were both made by him rushing. 6 carries, 15 yards, 2.5 average. And if anyone remembers his days in Pitt, that fake slide for the 80-yard run, whoo! Let's see him do that again. I mean, it's illegal now, but we can be hopeful, right? Another opinion I have that if you don't have it, oh well, it's my show, not yours. Just kidding. The Eagles look really good, but they really haven't faced no one. Let's see who they faced. They faced the Jags, who is someone. They're good, but they're not their level. Yeah, bunch of no-names. Not any good teams. Looking back, the only notable name is the Jags. They're going to go far, like I said earlier, so I'm going to just leave it at that. I believe they're the most playoff contending team right now in the NFC. May change. Jalen Hurts gets injured. Who knows? We don't. And that's the fun part of the NFL. You never know what's going to happen week to week. This week, I'm going to do my top 5 AFC and top 5 NFC before I go over my top 5 skill position, which, surprise, surprise, I'm going for wide receivers again because I believe a quarterback needs a wide receiver who can accommodate for his talents. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, beautiful chemistry. Antonio Brown, when he had Big Ben, Brown wouldn't have been a number one wide receiver without Big Ben. We saw what happened when he played for other teams. So top 5 AFC. Bills, Dolphins, and Ravens are all battling for the number 2 spot. The Chiefs are going to be number 1 again. Don't like to say that. They've been that way for 4 years now. For second spot, like I said, 3-way tie. I'm going to say Bills. Number 3, Dolphins. Number 4, Ravens. And number 5, Chargers. Let me break those down real quick. Bills, Josh Allen. We know what he can do, so he's going to be a solid number 2. 3 is the Dolphins. 2 is hurt. Teddy Bridgewater. Adequate at best. Good journeyman. Can hold the team to some wins. Not all of them. Not to get the job done. But enough to keep them relevant. Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and that running back core. Oh my gosh. How are you going to stop them? You think J.K. Dobbins is going to run an 80-yard bomb? No, that's going to be Lamar Jackson. Or it might be Hill. You never know. Chargers, Herbert, Mike Williams. Oof, where do I even start? Herbert's just like Allen and Mahomes. He's just not in the league as long. So we're going to see how that kid turns out, little Oregon boy. Top 5 NFC, number 1, Eagles. Only undefeated team. They got to be there. I mean, who else are you going to put there? Number 2, the Jags. The Jags. Don't know where to go with them. I'm going to keep them a solid 2. They are looking good. I feel like they're slow. These hard-fought wins are going to be the hard-fought wins. But they're a young, gritty team. They're hungry. They want their wins. 3, I did have the Rams originally, but seeing Stafford, how he's been playing, I'm going to put the Packers there. So I'm going to substitute Rams for Packers. Aaron Rodgers does not need Devontae Adams. Never did. Rodgers has been a playoff contender and MVP 4 times with no names. Let that sink in. No name receivers becoming something. Number 4, I want to say the Panthers, but I just can't. I just can't anymore. I'm going to have to put the Bucks there. The Bucks, let's face it, Brady. Brady's just like Rodgers. No names into something. Number 5, though, the 49ers. Between Garoppolo and Lance, they have a very, very stout offense. I could see them swapping those two in and out, kind of like the Saints do with Winston and Hill. I do love the Saints, but I don't think they're going to be a fill-in. Fill-in for AFC, though? Let's see. I believe the Titans. Yeah, definitely the Titans. The Titans might make it on that list. They can come back from their losses the last couple weeks. They're definitely going to be in top 5. Fill-in for NFC. Let's see. Let's go Falcons. Let's see what they can do. Let's see if they can come back from that loss that we all know that happened with New England. All right. Now, let's go look at those 5 wide receivers. Like I said, without a receiver, there's no quarterback. Without a tight end, there's no quarterback. But let's focus on those guys who can catch that ball and run 50, 60 yards and make anything happen. These aren't in order. I'm going to just be going by their stats this week. And I'm going to explain a little bit about him. Devontae Adams, everyone was like, oh my gosh, he ain't going to be nothing without Rodgers. 9 receptions, 101 yards, 11.2 average. I'm not going to go over touchdowns because literally anyone can get a touchdown with a 2-yard reception. Woo. But his average, he's able to still do what he did with the Packers. Run those clean routes, evade, spin, whatever you want to do to get away, he can do it. Bengals didn't have Chase playing. Sad. Burrow needs his buddy. Higgins, though, 7 receptions, 124 yards, 17.7 average. Why could no one stop this man? That's crazy. That's a big percentage of his receptions being long plays. Williams from the Chargers, 7 receptions, 120 yards, same average as Higgins. I don't know what Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert are doing with their wide receivers, but they're doing good. This one is the one that everyone has been wanting because Claypool is a joke. Screw Mapletron. He ain't Megatron. George Pickens from the Steelers. 6 receptions, 102 yards, 17 average. This man, 1 less reception than 2 names that are known. Making big plays for a young rookie quarterback. That's what he needs. That's what Pickett needs. He needs Pickens to come in and be like, yo, I got you. Or he needs Deontay Johnson to do it. The next one is one of my personal favorites, who I believe should be called the next Megatron, not Claypool. DK Metcalf. I've been waiting for a big game from him the last year, last couple weeks. But he has Tyler Lockett, so that's another tandem duo. That's a little scary. You got the speed and hands with Lockett. You got the speed, size, and hands from Metcalf. Those two are both going go routes? Nope, someone's getting hit of those two. 7 receptions, 149 yards, 21.3 average. That doesn't surprise you when you're 6'3", 235, and only 2% body fat with a 41-inch vertical and a 4.35 40, and the most reps for a wide receiver in the draft. There is a reason he is called the Combine King. You look at what he can do, you'll see why Farthest long jump, too. The man can jump 11 feet from his standing position. If he wants that ball, he's getting it. If he wants to outrun you, he's doing it. He wants to hawk you down after an interception, he is doing it. Metcalf should be on everyone's watch list for the fantasy. Same thing with this next kid. Ever since coming to the Vikings, he has been a number one receiver, number two receiver. Kid's unstoppable. Justin Jefferson, 10 receptions, 147 yards, 14.7 average. Everyone was like, oh, Cousins need Diggs. Nah, the Vikings need Jefferson. They also need Dalvin Cook, but we're going to see how that goes. Another thing I do want to touch on, Washington, they're going to be a good team. This year is a rebuild year for them. They're not going to go anywhere this year. They're not going to go anywhere. There ain't going to be big names this year, but next year, watch for them. Calling it right now. Patriots? Well, let's see if Belichick can seal the deal with Mac Jones and get a playoff victory like he did last year. Rams? You get lucky once, Matthew Stafford. Once. But that's all I have for you guys today. Enjoy your night, and enjoy the show coming up. Enjoy the intermission. Have a good night.